The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Marie joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hey, Marie.
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, we're good. We're good. Yeah. What's who are you arguing with? What's going on?
Ugh, my husband.
Ugh, what did he do?
He ungrounded my kids after I grounded them.
He ungrounded them?
Ungrounded them.
What? Well, okay, what did they do?
My kids have rules. They know what they are.
Right.
As they're getting ready to leave for school, my daughter's bed is still unmade.
Uh-huh.
And my son didn't brush his teeth.
Okay.
Okay. They know these are offensive rules.
Right.
So I gave them what they know is to come. 1 week, no television.
1 week, no TV.
1 week.
Okay.
No TV.
Okay.
Okay, I come home the next day, and my kids are in front of the television set. And, I mean, I was freaked. I'm like, my kids don't not listen to me.
Right.
And I said, why are you sitting in front of the TV? You're still grounded. No, we're not. Dad said, too harsh 1 week. 1 day was enough.
What is your husband's name, Marie?
Tommy.
All right, let's call Tommy.
Hello?
Tommy?
Yes?
Hey, man, how you doing, dude?
Hey, doing great. Who's this?
Tommy, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Hey, Tommy.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh. Hey.
Oh, also your wife, Marie, is with us.
Oh.
I'm here, Tommy.
She's here.
Oh, not so exciting anymore.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby, yeah. Hey, listen, Tommy, did you unground your kids?
did I unground the kids?
Yeah. Did you unground them?
I mean, technically, no. I just kind of lessened the grounding,
yeah.
I guess.
You thought 1 week was too harsh without TV.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Marie is not so happy about that.
Yeah, she's not.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, but, you know, here's my thing. You know, listen, baby, I think the kids, you know, they're good kids, and, you know, you're grounding them for kind of silly reasons, you know? I mean, they're kids, and they're going to be forgetful. They're rushing out the door, you know?
When I hand down a punishment, you have to follow the rules. You and I need to be a united front.
No, I get it. You know, we're a team, and we really do have to, like, take a stand on, you know, some things, but... Baby, it's
no,
not like this,
you and I need to be a united front. We're trying to raise two children to be good, rule-abiding, law-abiding adults.
Right.
Right.
Right. Tommy, if you only ground them for 1 day, I mean, their next stop is prison.
No, you never know in these days.
That is true. That's true. Hang on. Listen, guys, we got to take a quick break, but hang on. We have some people on the line that want to comment. Can you guys hang on 1 second?
I'm here.
Okay, good. 340-9595, by the way. Can you unground your kids if you think your spouse was too harsh on them? Hey, Misty from Hilliard, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, Misty. What do you want to say?
I want to say I totally agree on the united front. However, I think a week is way too long. I have 3 kids, and they've done so much worse, you know, to get a whole week off TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little extreme.
I mean, that does seem like a lot, like a week off. I mean, if you killed somebody, maybe no TV for a week.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, maybe, even they get TV.
That is true.
Yeah, I can see it, but that's a lot.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Megan from St. Augustine, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, Megan. What do you want to say?
Me and my ex aren't together, but we're really close. Like, I live at mom's house, all kinds of stuff, but he knows better. He's more the relaxed one, and I'm the one that grounds them and stuff.
So do you guys ever disagree?
We do disagree, but he doesn't.
He just lets you do whatever you want to do and knows not to argue.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's smart. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Cheyenne.
Hello?
Hey, Cheyenne, what'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I don't think that you should unground your kid just because you think that the other parent was a little too hard.
Yeah.
I think that it will create a sense of disrespect. Like, if mom says, you know, dad was a little too harsh, I don't think that you should be grounded for that long. I think that they're just going to think that mom's just going to unground me, so I don't really have to listen to dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's true. You know what else is good, too, but what is an option is don't unground your kids, but, like, sneak them some TV in little doses or... You know, if mom says you can't have any candy, you sneak him a piece of candy. And then not only do they know that they are still grounded, but they think you're even cooler than you are.
See, that's not cool, though, to the mom, because then you're making them look like the villain. Instead
no,
of
but
being
they
on
never
the
know.
Same...
They never know.
But there's you guys are supposed to be on the same team.
Correct. We're on the same team. But then you also have to have sub teams with the children.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right. My parents used to do that with me all the time.
Right.
But
my parents didn't.
Still was the concept of I'm still grounded. I still did something wrong.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Hey,
I'm
thanks.
Gonna pay for it.
Thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. And that's why, you know what? In a way, spanking was way better because, sure, you get hit, you're sore for like an hour, and then you go watch TV.
Yeah, just get it over with.
Right. Grounding, it's like, oh my God, I can't watch TV for a week. Just hit me and get it over with. Hey, Bree from Orange Park. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Great, Bree. What'd you want to say?
I just want to say that my kids would probably laugh in my face if I grounded them for 1 week for not making their bed in the morning.
Yeah.
I think that's really harsh. I grounded my kids all the time, and that lasts maybe a day, and they'll come to me, and I'm like, just go ask your dad, and he'll unground them. So happens like... every week in our household. But
so technically...
maybe 24 hours, if that.
So 24 hours, and then pretty much everybody forgets about it.
Yeah, pretty much, yep.
Well, you know, that's another way to go. Just, you know, just not uphold your own rules. That's...
Well, technically, she's letting the dad tell them.
Right.
It's okay.
But they know at that part, they're done. Hey, Deidre, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm well, and you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for asking, Deidre. What do you want to say about this whole thing?
Well, I am from the old school, so I am very adamant about staying united with my husband because that's what's wrong with these youngins today.
Yeah.
They have one parent. They'll play one parent against the other, but we have a secret weapon at my house.
Oh, what is that?
My kids rodeo. They rope and ride and run barrels. And
they rodeo.
So we have horses. And so if they don't toe the line, all I have to do is tell them straight up, you ain't rodeoing this weekend.
You ain't rodeoing this weekend.
Oh, and then they want it. They get upset about that.
You know, for a minute, I thought you were going to say, when they act up, I tell them, I'm going to have your daddy hog tie you.
No, actually, my daughter can rope pretty well. She just won almost $1,000 last weekend from rodeo. And so it's very important.
Oh,
it's
very
important to my kids to rope and rodeo. So if they don't straighten up and fly right, then they don't get to participate in the local event.
No, that's a great point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I'm going to try that with my
kids. I'm going to start rodeoing.
Next time they talk back to me, I'm going to be like, hey, no rodeoing for you.
They're going to be like, cool, Dad. What even does that mean?
They think that's where I work. The rodeo? No, that's the radio. Well, look, Tommy, most people are saying you got to have your wife's back, dude. You can't be doing that.
Well, here's the thing. Allow me to say this, too. You know, kids are crafty these days. And so, you know, I wasn't
Did you say crappy or crafty?
You know, they were like, hey, Dad, you know, can we watch TV? And they come in with those puppy dog eyes, and I just say, oh, yeah, go ahead, turn it on, you know.
No, we know what happened. We all heard the story. We're saying it shouldn't have happened, apparently.
Yeah, you know, you're right. We should be a team. We should be more of a force when we're disciplining the children. So, you win, baby.
Oh, look at that.
There
Yay, fantastic.
Go.
That's probably the smartest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.